The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's our number one, hour one of our radio program, and we talk bouncy ball, pro bouncy ball, Eastern Conference Finals, game number four. And how do you explain the Boston Celtics taking the Heat to the woodshed? What went on with Miami there? In addition, Jimmy Butler was a special kind of bad. What's the level of concern for the Heat with Jimmy Butler going forward into the upcoming game number five? And what adjustments will the Heat need to make now as the teams have traded blowouts in this Eastern Conference Final? We will talk about all that. Also, the latest revelations on the big bozo commissioner of Major League Baseball. It's all coming your way right now. In our number one, here it is.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Ben Maller Show podcast. It's me, Ben. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Ben Maller Show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I feel like we have seen this act before. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show as we are side by side, in the air, everywhere, setting sail for someplace, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the yard, the graveyard shift, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the North Woods. And another arousing, astonishing, electrifying night of marginal sports radio. Unless it's not, but we are here to talk about a lukewarm performance. A lukewarm performance in the NBA. Our lead coming from Pro Bouncy Ball, the Eastern Conference Finals Game 4. And the impetus on the Celtics to show up here. The Heat leading this series going into Game 4, 2-1, entering the night in Boston. So you know the drill on this. You know the drill. For the Celtics to have a chance of winning, a realistic chance of winning, they had to win Game 4. Everyone knew this. The Heat knew this. The Celtics knew this. Miami was without Tyler Hero. He's got a bad groin. And the Celtics, they were without their glue guy, Marcus Smart, out with an ankle injury. So it was an even situation, although Marcus Smart more important to what the Celtics do than Tyler Hero is to what the Heat do. Did you watch? Probably not. And don't worry. We watched so you wouldn't have to. This game was O-V-E-R from Jump Street. It was over. And Jason Tatum, he ended up in extended garbage time with 31 points. The Celtics overpowering, overwhelming the Heat. They poured a bucket of water on the Heat and cooled off rather quickly. The final score was 20 points. It was not even that close. And so the Eastern Conference Finals are now tied up at 2. Miami, to give you an idea about how terrible they were in this game, if you didn't see it, you only had to watch the first quarter. Miami missed their first 14 shots. A team in the Final Four missing their first 14 shots. They didn't make it, their first field goal, till 3:22 remained in the first quarter. And by then, it was turn at the last, the party's over. The longest drought, that is, without a field goal to start any playoff game in over 25 years. Last 25 years, we have not seen this kind of incompetence, this kind of crapola, but we saw it. We saw it in this game. And so it's now a best of three series. The scene shifts back to the Sunshine State, South Florida. Be there or just watch it on TV or listen to it on the radio. But the better story here, you know where the story is. Not about the Celtics. Everyone's smooching the Celtics. Smoochy, smoochy, smooching. Because they won by a lot. No. The story here, the better story in the losing locker room. So let us discuss. How do you explain another Heat performance lacking in gusto? So I've got Tom Petty, Plastic Straw, and Thespians. And we will tie all of these things together, and we are going to make a Boston cream pie, which I think is what the Celtics threw in the face of the Miami players in the first quarter. So, all right, the Heat and the Celtics have been taking turns. They have been trading theatrical. It's like the early days of Hollywood, where the vaudevillian pratfalls take place. And Miami, on this night, they were the ones guilty of playing hooky. The Celtics have been guilty of that, but it was now the Heat's turn. Another example of a game in a postseason environment where teams are racing at different speeds. And it's more reminiscent of what you'd see back when teams used to try in the regular season before load management, when at the end of a road trip, you'd see teams that just kind of pack it in and then they get boat raced by a gazillion points because they were too tired. Well, the Heat and Celtics have had plenty of time off between games. They play every other day. The Celtics, they had to play with a sense of desperation. They did that. They put pedal to the metal. They were speed racer. They were the speed racer. The Heat, on the other hand, satisfied that they got the win in Miami and they were throttling down, coasting along, checking out the scenery, planning on how big a nap they were going to take on their flight back to Miami. It was a Tom Petty special, free-falling. Eric Spoelstra, the Heat coach, was a bystander as his starters all got into the Comet and took a ride on the Vomit Comet one of the single worst performances in NBA history. And that's not hyperbole. That's not exaggeration. That is reality, is what it is, by the starting lineup of the Miami Heat. Kyle Lowry, Max Strus, Bam Adebayo, P.J. Tucker, and Jimmy Butler all get to wear the shame bell after this performance. They combined to take 36 shots. They made 17 of them. It's less than 20%. Less than 20%. 19% is less than 20%. 19.4% from the floor. And you compare and contrast that to what the Celtics starters did. The Celtics starters, they didn't shoot the ball particularly well, 38%, but they outscored the Heat 73-18 among the starting lineups. The Heat starters, that 18 points, which seems like a very small amount, the 18 points, the fewest by a starting five in a postseason game since these numbers were kept track of going back over 50 years. We have never seen a performance on par with the Heat. And I remember the Utah Jazz years ago when they had good players and they were in the NBA Finals with Karl Malone and John Stockton. I remember one El Stinko where they scored like in the 50s, if I remember correctly. But even that team, the Jazz back in those days, had more points than this Miami Heat team. So does this qualify as the single least competitive 2-2 series in recent NBA history? That's seemingly a rhetorical question. I don't know how you can get a series that is closer but yet not close. Like, both those things can be simultaneously true. The Heat have been blown out a couple of times. The Celtics have been blown out a couple of times. They've been taking turns here. And so, yeah, the series is close, in air quotes, but the game's not exactly nail-biters. You don't have to sweat it. If you bet on a team and they're up by a lot, they end up winning by a lot. All right, now part B of this. Let's get to the story here. The story is in the Heat locker room when we go to Jimmy Butler's locker. What is the level of concern for Jimmy Butler and the Heat going forward here? So the Mather scale of concern, 1 to 10, with 10 being, man, we're screwed. For Jimmy Butler, I'm at an 8.5 on the Mather scale of concern. 8.5. Butler is the plastic straw that stirs the drink for the Heat. He is by far and away, their top player. He is secretariat compared to every other player on the Miami Heat. And as the foundational player, we have seen now this was a counterfeit performance by Jimmy Buckets. He was not Jimmy Buckets. He was Jimmy Bricks. You get a brick. Only had 6 points on 3 of 14 shooting from the floor. Of course, part of that Miami starting lineup. And lacking the pep in his step. Unacceptable. The media, he's damaged goods. Give him a break. Come on, he's got a bad knee inflammation. Well, Jimmy Butler himself would not give himself a break. He says that he was not going to use that as a reason for his poor performance. He pointed out, no excuses. But it's great that he's playing, and so many an NBA star from this generation are unbelievably soft and would not even try to play. But you've got to play well at the same time. You don't get a participation ribbon for playing. You've got to perform well. Here's Jimmy Butler. But just to prove I was not making that up, here's Jimmy Butler explaining what happened.
I'm straight. No excuse for how I played tonight. I don't got nothing to do with my knee. I just got to be better. Will be better. I'm not too worried about it.
There you go. See, he's got to be better. And he knows, unlike the media that make excuses for these guys, Butler's not making any excuse. It's a result-based business, and he was El Stinko. Butler had 6 points, the fewest in a playoff game for him since 2013, and the third fewest in a playoff game where he played at least 27 minutes, but he's a man now in Miami. He hadn't always been the guy. He's been like a second guy or a third guy, depending on where Jimmy Butler's been around the NBA. So, it's kind of obvious here. I'll be Captain Obvious, but if Butler plays another game like that, you don't need Charles Barkley or Shaquille O'Neal or Kenny Smith to know that Miami will be going on sabbatical. They'll be starting their summer vacation rather soon rather than going out to the Bay Area for the inevitable date with the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. All right, last word here. So what adjustments do the Heat need to make here for game number 5 back home? Well, home cooking. Home cooking's good. A little suntan lotion, get the hammock out, ready to go on that. I would also advise taking some caffeine pills because that seems to be the situation where one team has energy and the other team is just coasting along the lazy river. Coasting along there, keep on trucking. In game 4, the Celtics here, the game that was played on Monday night, the Celtics outscored the Heat from the charity stripe 32-8. So the media asked Victor Oladipo, former star with the Pacers, now he's damaged goods himself. They said, Hey, Victor, what's going on here? I mean, that's a bad number. That's a bad number to be outscored by 24 points from the foul line. And so how do you solve that and close the disparity? And Oladipo responded by saying that the Miami Heat players need to become better thespians. That's what essentially what he said. He said, we got to sell it more. Continue to keep attacking, putting pressure on the refs. And he says, hopefully we'll get some of those calls. Now, it's not all bad. These games are so lopsided. How lopsided are they? That you can time out the commercials. You can flip to other stuff. Now, we still flip back to the game, but I was watching baseball, watching the Metropolitans and the Giants, flipping around, watching some different random baseball games, the Mariners and the A's. Don't ask me why I was watching that, but I was multitasking. And then the game finally ended, and then we could focus on just that. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part of the program, you can join us here at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. If you want to be part of the program, that's at Ben Maller. You can join the festivities here and be part of the fun. Now, this portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by our friends at Discover Card with prices soaring at the pump. Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. The Bozo of baseball has done it again. Watch out for Bozo. We'll get to that, and we will do it next. Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It takes the entire village to raise up the Maller Militia. We need support from comrades like you to get the most out of the Ben Maller Show. Have your voice be heard by the night-loving masses. It takes hardly any time to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. Did you see the video of that, though? That was nothing, really. Yeah, it wasn't like they dry humped each other. And now live from Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
The bozo of baseball has done it again. We'll get to that momentarily. We began the night ranting about the NBA as the Boston Celtics kick the snot out of the Miami Heat, beat down in Beantown. No one's ever said that before. Right? Oh, they have? Oh, all right. Yeah. Game sucked. Robin Vegas writes in, says, I see that. We had ourselves another NBA thriller. David Stern must be rolling over in his grave, Rob says. Every time I bother to check the score in between periods, I find myself both laughing out loud and rolling my eyes. Those advertisers, they're getting their money's worth, says Rob in Vegas. I do enjoy a little how awkward it is because the broadcasters, they'd like to leave once a team goes up by 30, but they have to stay. And they get very annoyed because they know no one's watching other than idiots like me. No one's watching. Who cares? And I'm watching. And then they have to complain. But they have to do it in kind of secretive ways. That's the way that works. Jay Scoop says the Heat may have lost by 20 playing hoops, but it feels like my Giants, Jay Scoop said, lost by the same amount to the Mets in a freaking baseball game. Yeah, I was watching some of that game. And the Metropolitans playing very well. And the Giants, it's kind of like the Giants are starting to settle down a little bit. Like, something's going on with those Giants. I don't know what happened. The Giants played very well the first couple weeks of the year. And Koopa Loop, who was in here he's not here tonight, but he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, what about the Giants? You and Roberto said the Giants were going to be like it. The Giants, all of a sudden now, 500 baseball at home, and they're only three games above 500. I'm seeing a little separation
here. That Brandon Crawford contract's paying off well for the Giants.
Yeah, I'm sensing, and some of those guys that played above their skis last year, or you know, now they're above their skis, but they're not doing well. They're not doing that. They exceeded last year, and now there's a, I believe it's called the regression to the mean. Extreme outcomes are followed by more moderate outcomes, and the old line, which they don't use anymore because baseball cards, not many people collecting them these days, but the numbers on the back. I guess we'd update that, the numbers on your baseball reference page. That's kind of how it goes. For example, the pitcher, starting pitcher for the Giants, a guy by the name of Alex Cobb, whose earned run average now this season. You know, I don't want to pile on. That would be inappropriate for me to pile on. But Alex Cobb has an ERA of 6.25 for the
garbage.
For the Giants. Now, he was not there last year, to be fair. He's not very good. I think he was on the Angels last year. So
yeah, he was.
Yeah, that's not you should not be getting pitching from
Angels,
the Angels
baseball.
Yeah, the Angels haven't had good pitching since the early 2000s, and you can go even further back than that. So it's a bad job. It's been 20 years since the Angels had a relevant
since John Lackey was a rookie.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. I barely remember that. I was a kid. I was just a little boy when all that went down. Unless I wasn't, let's see, who else do we have? Let's see, Paige down here, Paige down. I did see Ferg Dog right, and I can't find it here, but he was thanking me, Ferg Dog, for watching these NBA playoff games. And I don't need the thanks. I get paid not a lot, but some to watch these games. So I don't need the pats on the back and the attaboys and all that stuff. The Russian kid says, Ben, baseball talk puts people to sleep. I'd rather hear all your nicknames for the next 15 minutes, the Russian kid says.
What?
Well, you're not going to get that. And the way we do baseball is not like every other hack that does your boring baseball. We do exciting baseball. We just destroy people. We bring the guillotine. We drop the guillotine on people. And it's mission impossible. And people say, oh, no, you can't do that. There's no way to juice up baseball. But we will discuss... Again, confirmation, the bozo of baseball has done it again. But let's go to the phones. And the people would like to speak, so let's say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Let's say hello to Blind Scott. Hello, Blind Scott. Welcome.
I got my ear on the ground in Boston. I'm on the streets everywhere. I'm in restaurants. I'm with the ladies. I got some inside information on P.J. Tucker and Jason Tatum. So... before the game, P.J. Tucker, he was on Bumble. He matched with my girlfriend on there. He was meeting all types of ladies in his hotel for extracurricular activities right before the game. So that's why he was tired and he sucks so bad. And, you know, Jason Tatum, I was listening to the Sports Hub yesterday, and somebody called in. It was a waiter from a steakhouse, a really high-end steakhouse in Boston. Jason Tatum was really rested up. You know, he brings about 10 people to this steakhouse, and this is the biggest kick of the story. His mother cuts his steak for him so he doesn't have to cut it, you know? So he was really
You're making that up. You're not. You're being a shock caller. You're shock blind Scott.
No, this is true. Somebody called the Joe Murray Show Sunday afternoon and said that. I mean, it's big.
Well, anybody can call, as you are proof of, Blind Scott, anyone can call a radio show. Anyone can do it.
How many idiots go through the process of calling up with some real information, waiting on hold, you know, they got to get over stage fright. You know, this is serious business, Ben. This is no joke. The best takes come from the people on the streets. What do you think Howard Stern, he's worth over $1 billion. He takes calls nonstop, you know. He knows.
Does he? I've not heard Stern in many years. Does he still take calls? I know he used to take calls. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why don't you call him? Why do you call me? You should call him.
Well, I would call him too, but it's, you know, I don't know if you can wait on hold for
that. Jason Tatum's 24 years old. You tell me his mother cuts his steak for him still at 24? Come on.
Yeah, yeah. She,
I don't believe
he doesn't want to cut it. Yeah, and he I guess they say, how could he even lead a locker room? He can't even lead a steakhouse. Everybody's walking all over him there and everything.
All right. Now, he should just get the steak butterfly cut. It's thin and then well done, and then you don't need your mom to cut it.
Well, you know what I do? I get the New York sirloin. I eat it right off the bone. You know, you don't even just grab.
You don't even need
a
cook. You don't even need a cook, Scott. You're a carnivore. You just eat it raw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got the best information. You should stick with me, and I'll take you to the moon. You know what I mean?
You're like the TMZ of Boston sports, Blind Scott. You have all the insider information.
Oh, and one more breaking news. Uh-oh. The Red Sox, they're on fire. They won 4 games in a row. You know, there was a home run. Trevor Story hit a grand slam. Johnny Gomes was sitting in the monster seats and caught the grand slam and then brought it to
Boston.
I thought he dropped it.
I don't think he caught it.
I didn't see the clip, you know.
I don't think he caught it on the fly there. He might have, yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, thank you for that. I got to go. Go away. Thank you.
Sat on the toilet with the plunger in it the other day.
Pointing out that he says, who knows? I've seen crazier things. But I'm going to go no on that. But I'd like to go, for Jason Tatum's sake, I want to vote no on that. But who knows? So the bozo of baseball has done it again. Rob Manfred, or Manfraud, the supposed leader of Major League Baseball.
Jackass.
Another one of these stories. It's the zeitgeist of
racist.
The times. Common sense is not common. So Tim Anderson of the White Sox, who's not a bad ball player. I don't know. Tim, he's a good player. But Tim Anderson on this is a total knucklehead, and the White Sox should be embarrassed. Tony La Russa is a jokester. Go drink some hard liquor there, Tony. What a joke of a story. So the White Sox complain over the weekend that this New York Yankee, Josh Donaldson's apparently a racist.
Racist.
For calling Tim Anderson a nickname Tim Anderson gave himself. Nowhere did anyone say it was anything other than Jackie. The word Jackie, as in Jackie Robinson. A nickname that Tim Anderson thought was so cool, he bragged to some scribes that he was Jackie, the new modern-day Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson is offended that Tim Anderson called himself Jackie.
No.
He's rolling over his grave right now, Jackie Robinson.
It's ridiculous. It's absurd. I mean, what you should do, in addition to playing for the White Sox, you should drive the Mr. Softy truck around Chicago and deliver ice cream to the kids in the summer, because that is the softest of soft. I mean, my God. What are you doing, Tim Anderson, the White Sox? So anyway, Rob Manfred, Bozo the Clown of baseball, not using any common sense, suspended Josh Donaldson 1 game. He was also fined an undisclosed amount. Now, this is what we expected to happen. If I was the commissioner, he would not have been suspended. But what an absolute joke.
You mean he didn't get suspended until next year?
Well, no. That's only for the cheating Astros. Uh-oh. That's it. And as
led
many
the Dodgers to a World Series victory,
and as many people have pointed out, and I'm not the first, and I won't be the last. Rob Manfred just punished Josh Donaldson for saying Jackie in honor of Jackie Robinson, a nickname Tim Anderson gave himself, and baseball celebrates Jackie Robinson Day every year. Suspended Josh Donaldson 1 game for that, which is longer than any member of the cheating Astros got. For an illicit, elaborate scheme banging on trash cans to steal the 2017 World Series from the Dodgers. It's a joke. Now, Donaldson went on the COVID list, which is still a thing. And so, who knows? He's appealing. It's so stupid. It is so dumb. And Rob, man, that's a sport. That's your. And the owners don't care. Nobody seems to care. This guy's incompetent. The guy's a boob. Not a bum. He's a boob. What are you doing, baseball? What are you doing? You signed off on this. And you get applause, I guess, from all the wokesters in the media. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. Anyway.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
I had a listener say, did you see the Brewers had a noble tiger? They had two noble tigers. I did not know what this term was. I had to look it up.
What?
Roberto, it's a baseball term. I don't ever. This must be a new thing. You know what a noble tiger is, Roberto?
No idea.
No idea. Eddie, you ever heard of a noble tiger?
Not in terms of, well, actually, no. Not in any terms. Definitely not baseball.
I have not either. Brandon is in for Coop. Have you ever heard of noble tiger? You're younger than us.
I've heard of a paper tiger, but not a noble one.
I've heard of that. Yeah, it's true. It's very funny. Lame jokes are actually at the end of the week. They're not right now. But anyway, that is an acronym. Noble Tiger stands for no outs, bases loaded, ending, team incapable of getting easy run.
What?
It's a noble tiger.
I'm going to just go ahead and forget that was ever mentioned.
Why? I mean, the Brewers did it. The Milwaukee Brewers committed a noble tiger against the Padres, and they did it twice. Twice in the top of the 10th inning.
Not people getting an easy run. What is it? What, they struck out? I mean, what does that mean?
So the way it was explained, a noble tiger is they get the bases loaded, no outs, right? No outs, and you can essentially get runs scored just by sacrifice fly or a bunt or whatever, but they fail to score even a run. So it's like having the bases loaded, no outs, and then screwing up and not scoring a single run, which is embarrassing. It's a noble tiger. No?
How about they just suck? How about that?
Well, that's what I said back when I was a kid. They suck, but now it's a noble tiger.
You like this, don't you?
Yeah. I got to see. I'll put it in the same bag with the loogie, right? Roberto knows what that is, right?
Who?
Roberto. You know what that is.
Yeah.
Eddie, do you know what a loogie is in baseball?
I don't know. Left on base or something?
No.
No. I don't know.
Brandon, are you familiar with the term loogie?
I am not.
Roberto, would you like to educate these guys? That's a left-handed relief pitcher. But I don't know, they even have loogies anymore? They got rid of them, right? They got rid of loogies now, don't they? Because of the new rules in baseball a couple years ago. Right?
They got to pitch to three guys.
One out guy.
They got to pitch. Yeah. Well, they have to stay in there for three hitters, so.
Yeah, so that's a retired term. That's an outdated term.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
We got to retire the loogie. That's unfortunate. I love loogies. I don't want to retire the loogie. A left-handed one-out guy's a loogie. But that was like the greatest loogie of all time was Jesse Orosco. He's old school back in the day. Was there a better loogie than Jesse Orosco? I don't know. Why am I bringing Jesse Orosco's name up on a radio show?
Because you're watching the Mets play.
I was. I thought of Jesse Orosco throwing his arm in the air everywhere. Let's go to Jared in Texas. What's going on, Jared? Welcome.
How you doing, my friend?
Jared, are you actually want to talk about the Mavericks?
Well, before that.
What?
It's kind of funny what you guys were talking about because we might as well have a ghost runner on every base. I think it ruins the game, and I don't even like baseball.
Oh, okay. Well, if you don't like baseball, who cares? It wouldn't matter what baseball is. I like baseball.
What do you think about the ghost runner? I think that's so stupid.
It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing.
Like we're trying to cut down the game.
It's a billion-dollar business, and they've created the ghost runner. So stupid. But they're getting rid of it, right? The ghost runner is going away. It's not going to be
there. Next season.
Do you think we'll ever have the ghost runner in the NFL?
What's that?
The ghost runner in the NFL?
How would that work? How would it go?
Like a ghost receiver that could have caught that pass.
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Can I have what you're having? What are you having tonight? What are we drinking tonight?
So what I have tonight.
I think the Miami Heat had some ghost players tonight.
But it's funny because ghost runners, that just ruins the game. I mean, come on.
Well, you don't even like the game, though, so...
No, I hate it.
Yeah, you hate it. All right, thank you.
Great leadoff hitter.
Well, Blind Scott was the leadoff hitter, and he did an entire segment about... He said Jason Tatum's mom cuts his steak for him. And P.J. Tucker was on Bumble hooking up, he claimed, with people, having a great time at the hotel. That's what he said. That's the kind of reporting we get. So the rest of the story, it's not good. Dwayne Haskins, remember Dwayne Haskins, NFL quarterback, big star at Ohio State briefly, and he died. He was hit by a dump truck in Florida, and we now know the rest of the story. It turns out Dwayne Haskins was completely hammered, drank heavily before being run over by a dump truck on a highway in South Florida back in early April. The medical examiner report is out, and that means the toxicology report is out. The legal blood alcohol limit to drive in Florida is 0.08. Haskins was at 0.20 and 0.24. His blood alcohol level well above the limit. And he got into an argument. He was out having a great time. There was also some drugs that were found in the system there. He was out with his cousin, partying, whatever, with his cousin Joey. They got into a fight. And so they went their separate ways there. And then there was some random woman. We don't know her story, but she was in the car that broke down. Not Dwayne Haskins' wife. So this is the story. That's the report from the law enforcement. A female companion. So, all right. That's the deal. Was it Gil Brandt, Eddie? Remember Gil Brandt came out and ranted and raved like right after that happened? And
yeah, that was him. People just
destroyed Gil Brandt. And he didn't have any of this information, but it certainly appears that he was not far off with some of the things that he said, as I recall. But he had ketamine. Is that right? Ketamine in his system? According to the – I'm looking at the report here.
Yes.
So that's what do you take that for? What's that? I'm not up on my drugs here. What do you take that for?
I'm sorry, I have no answer for you as well.
We have to go. You know, we should check in with our friend in Florida. Yeah, he will have the answer.
I agree.
Yeah. He'll give us the inside skinny on all that. Anyway, all right. It is the Ben Maller Show. Well, that's a sad tale, and you had to think something was up. That's not normal sober activity to run across a highway. That's not what someone who is sober in their right mind would do. That's not how normal people operate when they're not using some kind of extracurricular activity, I would say. I would say normal people who are not boozing it up and doing that kind of stuff are not going to run across a highway and risk it. All right, anyway, we have the MLB pick'em. Here is the Who Am I game. So the Dallas Mavericks have lost four straight playoff games where Luka Doncic has scored 40 or more points. That is tied for the longest losing streak by a player scoring 40 or more points in NBA playoff history. Tied with me. Who am I? The answer. Next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
After midnight, we let it all hang down on the Ben Maller Show. Join the best-kept secret on Fox Sports Radio. You can bird dog Ben on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. Put your fingerprints on our signature weekly features like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here's the Who Am I game. So the Mavericks have lost four straight playoff games where Luka Doncic scored 40-plus points. That's tied for the longest losing streak by a player scoring 40 or more points in NBA playoff history, tied with me. Who am I? That is the question. What's the answer? This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Let's see if anybody has the answer. We go to the Maller Militia, very active here, sending answers in. Cecil is going with Karl Malone as his answer. The pokey, pokey, pokey guy, Adrian, says it's Chris Paul. Kathleen, or Kathy, in Madison says Nick Chopper is the correct answer. Who else do we have? Paige down here. Paige down. We've got the Double J, Jeff Jarrett, guessed by Rob in Vegas. Marcel in Brooklyn from the Mallertown podcast. Steph Curry's son, James Harden, guessed by Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan. Hillary Clinton from Mr. Nice Guy. Do you have an answer, Eddie, quickly?
Dominique Wilkins.
Dominique Wilkins, the human highlight film. Dominique was, that is incorrect, Eddie. The answer is a man that shot foul shots underhanded. Rick Barry. Rick Barry, 1960s, 1970s NBA for the Golden State Warriors. And that leads us into the MLB Pick'em. And we don't have a lot of time, but I'm told Roberto will be going first.
Walker Buehler.
All right. I am up next. I'll take the gas man. Actually, no. I'm gonna take Corbin Burns. Corbin Burns. Eddie.
Aaron Judge.
Brandon.
Blake Snell.
One more, Brandon.
Give me...
Hurry up!
Manny Machado.
Eddie.
Zach Gallion or something.
I'll take DJ LeMahieu. Roberto.
Mookie Betts.
One more.
Mike Trout.
Corey Seager.
Pete Alonso.
Brandon.
Brandon?
Afraid, he's afraid to talk.
Yeah.
It's a commercial playing here. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't get a last pick. Coop's going to lose.
Yeah, he lost.
Good.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.